And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 6th of September, 2014. The Mayflower set sail from Plymouth, England, on this date in 1620, carrying 102 colonists, about 40 of whom were what we would call pilgrims. They called themselves saints or separatists. They were severing all their ties with the Church of England, which they considered idolatrous. They'd started out in two boats, the Speedwell and the Mayflower, but the Speedwell was not seaworthy, and they wasted a lot of time trying to fix her before they finally gave up. So they left late. The weather, the currents were not favorable. Ship didn't make good time, averaged about 2 miles an hour, ran into a fierce storm about halfway to the New World, cracked one of the beams. They went a little bit off course. They landed near Cape Cod. They were going to land in the Virginia colony. The journey took them 2 months, 130 people in a boat probably about 90 feet long, living in the cargo hold, thin walls, low ceilings, carried some goats and pigs and chickens with them, some dogs, some cats, arrived at Cape Cod the middle of December. Most of them stayed aboard the ship. A few people began to work on building shelters. Only half of the passengers and crew made it through that first winter. They were not legal. Their contract specified that they were going to settle in Virginia, not Massachusetts Bay, and to correct the situation, they drew up the Mayflower Compact, which created a civil body politic, and every adult male had to sign it before he was allowed to go ashore. It's the birthday of Robert Persig, Minneapolis, 1928, author of Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, a bestseller in 1974. It's the birthday of Jane Addams, born to a wealthy Quaker family in Cedarville, Illinois, 1860. She suffered from depression. She went to Europe, thinking that would help. She visited a settlement house in London, a place that offered social services to the poor, and she decided to come back to Chicago and found one, which she did, on the South Side in the 19th Ward, a neighborhood full of poor immigrants from Russia, Greece, Italy, and Germany. She founded Hull House, a neighborhood center, performing arts center, a place for meetings and classes, a library. Jane Addams, a leader in the women's suffrage movement, she fought for immigrants' rights and lobbied for labor reform. It's the birthday of Alice Sebold, born Madison, Wisconsin, 1963. Her first novel, The Lovely Bones, the story of a 14-year-old girl raped and murdered, narrates the novel from heaven, looking down on her family and the murderer. Alice Sebold said, "I was motivated to write about violence because I believe it's not unusual. I see it as just a part of life, and I think we get in trouble when we separate people who've experienced it from those who haven't." Here's a poem for today by Maxine Cumin entitled Appetite. I eat these wild red raspberries, still warm from the sun and smelling faintly of jewel weed, in memory of my father, tucking the napkin under his chin and bending over an ironstone bowl of the bright druplets awash in cream, my father, with a sigh of a man who has seen all and been redeemed, said time after time as he lifted his spoon, "Men kill for this." Maxine Cumin's poem Appetite, from her selected poems, 1960 to 1990, published by Norton, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available in a digital subscription for iPad and iPhone. Subscriptions at poetryfoundation.org/digitalmag. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.